From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The new head of the fund that will pay for damages from the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico says he wants to see claims paid much faster than they have been so far. BP says it has paid only about half of the 65,000 claims filed to date. Ken Feinberg says he believes he can do a lot better than that.
In the Gulf, with local people processing these claims so that eligible claimants get paid quicker, in a comprehensive way, with some certainty that they don't have now.
Feinberg on NBC's Today Show. He says he also wants to minimize the hassles for people struggling to deal with the impact of the spill.
This will be a very transparent process where you will walk into one of numerous local offices strewn throughout the Gulf, file a claim, file online. We'll be able to do it electronically if you want.
BP is setting aside $20 billion for the fund, but will have no control over what claims are paid. The man suspected in the failed car bomb attack in New York's Times Square is set to appear in federal court today. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports he'll be asked to enter a plea to 10 criminal charges.
He stands accused of conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction, transporting an explosive with the intent to kill or harm, and various gun charges. Prosecutors say Shahzad parked an SUV packed with a homemade explosive in Times Square on May 1st. He lit the detonator, but the bomb failed to go off. No one was hurt in the botched attack. Shahzad was arrested 2 days later on a commercial flight from New York to Dubai. The indictment says Shahzad conspired with the Pakistani Taliban on the attack. It says he took $12,000 from the group and trained in explosives with their affiliates in Pakistan. If convicted, he faces life in prison. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Colombia has a new president. NPR's Juan Ferrero in Bogota reports Juan Manuel Santos has won a runoff election by a landslide and will succeed a popular incumbent who steps down after 2 terms in office.
Santos is a former defense minister in President Álvaro Uribe's government. He said he would continue to put the pressure on Marxist rebels. But Santos said he would also pay special attention to the economy. That means pressing the U.S. Congress to approve a stalled trade pact with Colombia. Some U.S. lawmakers say Colombia must first address concerns about human rights. That could be a challenge for Santos. Under his watch, army units killed hundreds of poor villagers and presented them as rebels killed in combat. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
Stock prices are higher on Wall Street after a surge in the value of China's currency against the dollar. The Chinese government easing its currency controls today. Analysts say a stronger Chinese yuan should help make U.S. firms more competitive in selling their products in China, which has one of the world's largest and fastest-growing economies. At this hour, the Dow is up 99 points. The Nasdaq is up 23. This is NPR News from Washington. Firefighters battling a rapidly spreading blaze near Flagstaff, Arizona, are not expected to get a break from the weather today. Forecasters are calling for more strong winds, and those winds have been helping spread the flames that have forced evacuation of hundreds of nearby residents. Not only people are affected, horses are also being evacuated. Jimmy Curley, who is helping with the evacuation, says the blaze is very intimidating.
I can't believe it. I've never seen anything like this in my life. How high those smoke clouds are, it's bad.
Helicopters and air tankers have been dropping retardant chemicals to try to slow the spread of the fire. Competition begins today at Wimbledon. As Larry Miller reports from London, the world's top tennis players are just part of the draw of this high-profile event.
The expected 500,000 fans will be downing 30 tons of strawberries and 2,000 gallons of artery-clogging double cream, as well as oceans of champagne. On court, last year's men's champion Roger Federer will be looking for his 7th title. In women's play, a repeat for defending champion Serena Williams will bring her a 13th Grand Slam title. The big question is whether the world number 4, Scotland's Andy Murray, will bow to the Queen when she makes her first visit to the tournament since 1977. Murray is known for his Scottish nationalism. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
For the first time in 4 decades, a European is the winner of the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. Graham McDowell of Northern Ireland defeated France's Gregory Havre by a stroke at Pebble Beach, California. Tied for 4th place were Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.